Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast, where I interview business owners, CEOs, and whoever else I feel like. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. And here we go. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Hello, everyone. I'm Joe Lawrence from Business Credit Workshop, and I help small business owners obtain large lines of credit without having to show financials.
Love it there, Joe. Right to the point. Question number two, what advice would you share? Go.
There's a lot of information, obviously, that I would love to get into. But what I've decided to do is break this down to two simple steps for everyone that's looking to get funding for their business. The first step is a little technical, and that is to build up your business credit profile. It's important. You know, if you're trying to apply for funding, you got to build up your personal credit profile. You got to build up your business credit profile. And not a lot of people even know that they have a business credit profile. So one actionable, easy tip for you guys is go to NAV. It's NAV. And NAV is a platform that allows you to track and monitor your business credit scores. And it helps you boost up your business credit score. So that would be the first thing that I would encourage you guys to do. When you're setting up your business in such a way that banks are going to lend to you, you want to either have a LLC or corporation set up, go ahead and get your business phone number, get your online listing set up, like get on the map, because banks, if they're going to lend to you, they need to be able to find you, right? And then build up that business credit profile. And the platform, amongst many, but the best I could give you in this short period of time is go to NAV, sign up for a premium account, so that you can monitor and track your business credit score. You can learn about how business credit scores work. And also it helps you boost up your business credit score. There's other vendors you could work with too, like other companies, not just NAV. Like I have business accounts, and I would encourage all my clients to get business accounts with like Home Depot or Staples or a local gas station, like ExxonMobil, whatever it is. If they offer commercial accounts and they report the payment history to the business credit profile, go ahead and go for it, because that's the whole goal. You want to boost up your business credit trade lines. So that's about half. That's the first step of two steps.
Now, how much is that premium membership?
It's only $39 to $49 a month.
Okay. It's not bad.
Not bad. I'm spending your money, guys.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Second part. What's the second part?
The second half of this is my favorite part, which is to network with local community banks and credit unions. The way that I kind of figured this out or stumbled upon this is right after the Great Recession, and I was driving around and I saw a billboard that said, "We're still lending," right? So this is right around like 2007, 2008. And I called up the bank and I'm like, "What's going on, man? Why you got this 'We're still lending' billboard?" He says, "Well, you know, we didn't mess up as bad as these big national banks. We make all our decisions in-house, so we're a little more conservative. But we have lots of money to lend, and people think no one's lending right now." So I got to know this bank. It was a local bank here in New Jersey. And I networked with the vice president of business lending. We became friends on Facebook, everything like that. And what I learned through this whole process, accidentally, is that when you have like an inside guy, you know, at the bank who's advocating for your approval, who knows the underwriting process and everything like that, you know, they're not magicians, but it can really help influence your ability to get approved. So go for those local community banks and credit unions. And if you want to write down a tip, it's very simple. When you're driving around and going about your day, make sure you jot down like the weird bank names and those weird banks with like one branch you never heard of before, because they're usually local community banks that lend their own money, which means they make their own decisions. So they have a lot of control over the decision-making process.
Well, actually that makes sense, because obviously banks have finite amount of money. So there's only a certain amount they can lend out.
Yeah.
And so if you got the VP of whatever you said, who says, well, if you're going to choose between those two, choose that guy, because I like him and he's got a great hat.
There exactly. You go. Yeah. They'll advocate, you know, the best that they can. And it helps. And maybe they'll give you, if you become friends with them, like I like to do, maybe they'll share some information with you that it's not readily available on the internet or in a pamphlet or something like that. And I tell you, that is the difference a lot of times between getting a large business line of credit and getting denied.
Perfect. Love it there. Let's get to question number three. What other top CEOs, influencers, or business owners that you know, they're successful just like you, that you want to give a shout out to?
Two people came to mind. The first is Suzanne Doyle Ingram, who I met at a Funnel Hacker event. And she is my publisher. She's incredible in the sense that I feel like this is an industry that you can perhaps get taken advantage of. And she is helping us with a project that's going to be like Amazon top seller list. She's very good at that. She has great resources like copywriting and ghostwriters and things like that. So I hope you can get her. Shout out to Suzanne if you ever see this or hear this. Hello, I miss you. Hope you're doing well. And then my other buddy, Christopher Goodson, he's another guy who came with me to some of these recent events. He's been a friend of mine for like 15 years. And he's a very successful real estate investor. He owns a lot of rental properties. And so if your audience would have any interest in like the Burr method, as they're calling it, or like building up a rental portfolio,
right?
He's got an awesome process and a system, which I actually helped him record. So I went through the whole training myself and was like, wow, this is really, really good.
Awesome. I looked them up there. So number four, final fun question, Joe, tell me about your first sale.
My first sale happened, honestly, it happened by accident again, in the sense that I was at an event. And I was telling a story to a guy and I was like, hey, listen, this is how business credit works. This is what I just did for myself. And the guy running the event was like, hey, I like that. That sounds good. And 5 minutes from now, I want you at the front of the stage, you know, and I want you to give five tips on how to get business credit. And I was like, what the heck, man? I've never done public speaking before.
Right.
So I overcame my fear very quickly and I did it. And a lot of people from that event signed up for something I hadn't even created yet. We just made it up out of thin air. And that's actually the short version of how we launched our business with 5 minutes notice. And my first student, his name is Greg. He's cleared close to seven figures in business credit without showing tax returns, without having to walk into a bank. True story. Awesome story. And that's
nice. My first one. And see, that's what I like about this story is people talk about luck because you were lucky at that point there, yeah. But you prepared beforehand. You had, yeah. Granted, you didn't have the speech prepared, but you had all this knowledge that happened there. And then you're like, oh, hey, I got a chance here. I have the knowledge. Let's just pull out of my butt.
Boy Scouts, man, be prepared.
Yep. They love it there. Okay. You got 1 minute and 20 seconds left, Joe. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather. Or you can even make fun of the fact that I came on this call late.
Well, I'll get my promo in real quick. If you guys want to learn more, you go to businesscreditworkshop.net. You can download a free report on how to get 100 grand in business credit in 30 days at businesscreditworkshop.net. I'd love to network with you guys and get to know you better as well. We always meet great people through you, Bob. So with that said, I was just curious, haven't chatted in a while. Like, how's the podcast going, man? What's the future plan and like, how are things going?
Well, as you first know, when I first started the 808 podcast, it was basically me being William Shatner on cocaine. So I'm talking like this the entire time, and sometimes I would slow down. So the problem was it got, you know, we were working with like bigger companies. They don't like that. I switched it to the On Fire B2B podcast, and it started getting stale for me because I was getting a little too corporate-y. So then I'm like, now I want to take the two things, you know, basically do a Dragon Ball Z fusion, and here we are.
That's so cool.
And here's what people say. They say, does this still, you know, how's it working for you? I've done 1,400 episodes, so it's either one or three things. I really, really enjoy doing them. They actually work, or I'm an idiot. It's one of those three. Oh, and that is the time right there. So you pulled it off, Joe. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Joe, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Exactly there. Your website, say it real quick.
Businesscreditworkshop.net.
In the description, it is magic. Joe, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.